Track 12, Musical Memories. Alison Applin has been listening to BBC Radio 4, and this gave her the idea for this month's musical feature, and for musicals to come. Paul will read her contribution.
An item on the Radio 4 Today programme way back in July about the cultural life of New York in 1925, and specifically about a musical by the duo Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, which appeared 100 years ago, sparked my interest. The Garrick Gaieties was the first successful musical by the pair, and it received its debut on Broadway in 1925. It contained the song Manhattan, which, with its easygoing melody, related all the everyday pleasures to be found in New York. And at the first performance, it was literally a showstopper. The audience went wild.
We turned Manhattan into an island of joy. We go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds.
And starve together, dear.
We'll bathe at Brighton, the fish you'll brighten when you're in your bathing suit so thin. We'll make the shellfish grin.
Fin to fin.
Rodgers and Hart worked together on 28 stage musicals until Hart's death in 1943. But it was Richard Rodgers' partnership with Oscar Hammerstein which ushered in what is considered to be the golden age of musical theatre. Most of their shows have received frequent revivals around the world, both professional and amateur, and so I thought that over the next few months we could explore this rich legacy, starting this time with the earliest, Oklahoma. Oklahoma was the first collaboration between Rodgers and Hammerstein. The original production opened on Broadway in March 1943 and ran for an unprecedented 2,212 performances, later enjoying award-winning revivals, national tours, foreign productions and an Oscar-winning 1955 film adaptation. It is based in farm country, in 1906, and based on a play by Lynn Riggs called Green Grow the Lilacs. Built on the idea of a book musical, a musical play in which the songs and dances are fully integrated into a well-made story with serious dramatic goals, Oklahoma features musical themes and motifs which recur throughout the work to connect the music and the story. The main plot dramatises the courtship of a young farm girl, Laurie, by two rival suitors, a brash cowboy called Curly and the sinister and frightening farmhand, Judd Fry, a social outcast who also has his sights set on Laurie. At the start of the show, Curly is looking forward to a beautiful day as he goes to visit Laurie and he's singing, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." He asks her to go to a dance social that evening, stating that he will take her in the finest carriage money can buy. You know it, the Surrey with a fringe on top. But Laurie thinks this is too little too late, doesn't believe him, and flounces off. Enter Judd Fry, who has become obsessed with Laurie. He too asks her to go to the dance with him, and she accepts, just to spite Curly, despite being frightened of Judd. When Curly discovers this, he tries to convince Laurie to go with him instead. But Laurie refuses, saying she doesn't love Curly. Singing, "People will say we're in love." A subplot involves cowboy Will Parker and his girlfriend, Addo Annie. Will has been away on a trip to Kansas City, and when he returns, Addo Annie confesses that she's been spending a lot of time with a Persian peddler named Ali Hakim, and that she cannot choose between him and Will, as she loves them both, singing, "I can't say no." Eventually, however, Addo Annie agrees not to flirt with other men, and the couple are reconciled, all or nothing. Meanwhile, the rivalry between Curly and Judd comes to a head at the dance. Laurie has realised that Curly is actually the man for her, but it's too late to change her mind about going with Judd. When Judd confronts Laurie about his feelings for her, she admits that she does not return them, and she calls for Curly. To cut a long story short, Lauren and Curly are married 3 weeks later, as everyone is celebrating the territory's statehood, Oklahoma. But a fight ensues between Curly and Judd, in which Judd accidentally falls on his own knife and dies. No blame is attached to Curly, and the happy couple depart on their honeymoon to the reprise of The Surrey with the Fringe on Top. So, there you have it. All you needed to know about Oklahoma, the show which really elevated the art form of musical theatre and kicked off the golden age of American musicals, which lasted for several decades and arguably spawned the plethora of other shows in this medium which continues today. Just an everyday story of country folk, you might say. Just like The Archers. Although I gather that that has now been rebranded as a contemporary drama in a rural setting. And you could perhaps make that argument for Oklahoma too. I'll leave it up to you.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather.
Don't keep your hand in mine. Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say, stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. People will say we're in love.
Thank you, Paul. I look forward to hearing the stories behind more musicals. And listeners, did you spot the unplanned link with the celebrity who was in the spotlight earlier?